This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think Mike Greenberg was aroused hearing that. You heard it in his voice a little bit as Schrager. My man Elf was mid-rant there.
Barney,
going
question.
After us.
What's a crutch phrase that I use on this show? You can be honest with me here. Something I say regularly that kind of does annoy you.
It doesn't annoy me, but you like to say he didn't exactly bathe himself in glory.
I knew that's where you were going with
you
that.
You also like to say the power of one's rhetoric, things of that nature.
Yeah, that one's kind of ironic. The bathe in glory thing I still use unironically. Listen. I have crutch phrases. Pony even has them. Donnie sometimes does. I think I've heard enough for one lifetime that if Tomlin left the Steelers, there'd be a line of X, Y, and Z waiting to hire him.
Schrager said 15 teams.
I don't care.
NFL would say, oh, you've done a fine job, but Mike Tomlin, who hasn't won a playoff game since 2016.
Come on down.
And in the first quarter of these games has been outscored aggregately by, 72-0 is the guy that we want to bring in here. To calm things down and right the ship.
Peter Schrager can say that all he wants. I think it's just like the laziest national like catchphrase or talking point about Tomlin. I'm like Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive. I don't care. I don't care who would hire him. I don't care what networks want him. I don't care what teams want him to bring in and change their culture. I don't care.
The network thing's stupid because it's irrelevant to Steelers fans.
Right.
What? It's proof that he's a great coach, that Amazon would rather have him doing games than Kirk Herbstreit. That has nothing to do with his credentials or qualifications or why he's the best fit to be the Steelers coach. The other thing just tells me that NFL owners aren't all the sharpest tools in the world. That half the NFL owners, guys like Mark Davis and Woody Johnson and John Mara, would fire their coaches to bring in Mike Tomlin. I didn't exactly have those guys dubbed or tabbed as like God's gift to football. I don't. So
are you gonna say you were Mike Brown, who's never gonna pay a coach that much money, but hypothetically, let's say he would, and you want to blow out Zach Taylor because you just don't think you've been getting enough out of him. So do you think Mike Tomlin's gonna come in and hire an offensive coordinator that Joe Burrow wants to work with and like really give the keys to Burrow? I doubt it. Who does Tomlin have in his Rolodex that we know of that's a great offensive mind?
Randy Feakner, Matt Canada.
You could Voltron together the best ideas those two have ever had in their lives, and you wouldn't even have one-tenth of a Sean McVay.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see Tomlin as the Bengals coach with Burrow. Then we would get closer to an answer. All right, now you've got the great quarterback in the prime of his career. Start winning again. And I'm not talking about 10-7 and bowing out in the first round.
There's a percentage of me that thinks he would get the most out of maybe some guys who are beaten down by the Bengals' cheapness as a franchise or whatever. But the much larger part of me thinks that he wouldn't bring in the right offensive mind to get the most out of Burrow, and that whatever gains he made with the rank and file players on that team getting better effort or whatever would be undercut by not getting the best of Burrow.
Give me a stronger argument for why Mike is still a great coach. If you want to say, well, look at how he's been able to keep this team competitive or relevant post-Ben, fine, but my rebuttal would be a lot of the reason why they just tread water is because of the job he does in putting together the team, the quarterbacks he's brought in to replace Ben, And also just like his decision making in games, part of that, or his style that he wants to win games with. All of that. Like, yes, I saw Mike Tomlin early in his career that would go for two after first touchdowns and go for onside kick to win games. And he's obviously devolved to the point where he wants to win games 17-14 now. But that's a function of him spending so much money on defense, seemingly wanting to win with defense, and really not knowing what he's doing at quarterback, in part because of what you just said. He doesn't surround these quarterbacks with good coaching. He brought in a guy that he was buddies with from college to be the offensive coordinator, and it only kind of worked because he had Roethlisberger here as the quarterback. And then Canada is just, it just defies logic that, like, we've heard people like Ryan Clark, to go back to why Schrager was so worked up. Ryan would in one breath praise Mike, but then because he's an LSU guy, go on ESPN and absolutely cuss out Matt Canada. And it's like, Ryan, I love you, buddy, but why do you think Matt Canada's here? He's not here because he had pictures of Art Rooney naked. He's here because, I know, he's here because Mike thought he was the best man for the job. So, like, that's a shot at Mike Tomlin's football IQ or acumen that he felt that way.
Well, I guess
about him.
To go back to what really bothers me about, like, national commentary like this is it absolves Mike of any agency in making decisions that are objectively bad and congratulates him for making any and all decisions that are objectively good. It's actually the reverse of what happens here, which also bothers me. I think Mike is painted as the boogeyman for everything people don't like when it's kind of a ridiculous stretch to even get there sometimes, versus if something good does happen, he never had any hand in it.
Well,
there's a middle ground there somewhere.
And we know how things are going to go this year with Tomlin if they don't win, because we've seen it before. The national media didn't like Ben, so when the Steelers would lose games and Ben was the quarterback nationally, not locally, but nationally, Ben would get harangued, he would get criticized, he would get called out, and Tomlin would kind of skate. And they'll do the same thing here. Aaron Rodgers will be the fall guy. Aaron Rodgers will get all the blame. And then we'll hear them make excuses for why Mike wasn't able to get him in line or wasn't able to get better play out of him.
Will Rodgers get crushed by people here? Because people here backed Ben, obviously, to an almost unhealthy degree. I would say to an unhealthy degree, and looked past any faults he had in any given game. But no one seems to really be that gung-ho for Rodgers coming here.
But here's the here's kind of how I'll answer that. Do I get mad at Tommy Pham, or do I get mad at the Pirates for bringing him here and playing him as much as they do? I more am mad, like, I call the guy out for kind of being a jackass and what he did in L.A. and dropping a pop fly. Like, you're a major leaguer, you should still make those plays. But it's more, I'm just ticked off that they, as an organization, said, this is our left fielder in year six of a rebuild. And so if Rodgers stunk and raised a stink, like, I would say, like, what did you guys think you were going to get with him?
You let the vampire in over the threshold here.
Yes.
You know exactly what the player.
Right, exactly.
No, I would blame the team more than I would blame the player. He's just being Aaron Rodgers. This is who he has been and is.
Right.
You are willfully signing up for the entirety of the Aaron Rodgers experience once you put your name on that line.
We had a caller maybe a month ago or a little bit less than a month ago who's like, if I went on a long weekend trip and left my teenagers in the house and the liquor cabinets were unlocked and I left my credit card and my car keys and stuff there, what would I expect the kid to do? That would be on me as a parent, not on the kid himself. And I agree with that.
Well, maybe if you were the kid, if I was the kid, my parents would rightly expect me to just be an absolute angel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.